96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to a special edition of the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. Weathering Winter Storm Jonas. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. The WHUR news team is all hands on deck tonight and through the weekend to help you get through this wild weather. Tonight at the Reporters Roundtable, we're talking about all things related to the storm, including what happened back on Wednesday. Joining me are reporters Bramante Bryant, Troy Johnson, and Taylor Thomas. We also want to hear your snow stories, the serious ones, the funny ones, the interesting ones, the heartwarming ones, whatever you have. What are you doing to stay safe? Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's start with the district. Taylor, you've been in D.C. all day. What are your impressions about how people are dealing with this issue?
You know, I have to be honest with you. It seems like everyone, residents and visitors alike, are really upbeat. And I think it's because people are expecting the snow totals to instantly be at 18 and 20 inches. So right now, the roads look really, really good, but don't let that deceive you because there are a lot of slick spots out there. We have some white, fluffy snow steadily flowing since about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Now, forecasters are saying that in the D.C. area, the heavier band is expected sometime between 8 and 9 tonight, and we'll really see those snow totals jump. I think in parts of the district, there are areas where we have at least 3 inches, like at the National Zoo. I think they're at 2 inches there. Now, as you know, a D.C. snow emergency and blizzard warning remain in effect for our area, and most people seem to be heeding to the message of staying off the road, staying indoors. One of the big things, as you know, when D.C. Mayor declared a state of emergency, she called in the National Guard, and I got a great opportunity tonight to speak to Major Byron Coward. He's a public affairs officer for the D.C. National Guard, and he basically was talking about what it is that they're doing. And they're more of a supportive role, not a lead role like what you saw in, you know, Hurricane Katrina. So they're supporting EMS and fire department and police, and they're getting them to and from the sites. And should there be an evacuation situation, they'll take care of it. There's about 128 National Guards in and around the district, and they're using 24 vehicles. So you could very well see a Humvee moving around the district, and they're there really to help in a supportive role for the city's snow emergency plan.
Yeah, Taylor, you know, the other thing that the mayor was complaining about, if I may, is that earlier today, people were still on the roads, and she was talking about the snow emergency routes and the like, and the fact that it's a $250 fine if you park in a snow emergency route, not to mention it's another $100 fine if you get towed in addition to the towing fee. I got one of those tickets last year, but I beat it because there was no sign, Troy. So, that's something that people really need to take into consideration. Look for those signs. Not just so you can avoid a ticket. Look for the signs so you can stay out of harm's way. Let me talk to Bramante Bryant for just a minute, because Bramante, you were at the new Prince George's County Emergency Management Center. What's new out there, and how is that going to help the county deal with this emergency?
Well, that's a great question, Harold, because I asked the county executive, Rashern Baker, that question. When you walk into that new facility, it really is a beautiful facility. Big screens on the wall where they can monitor all of the news stations. One of the things that they pointed out to me is, number one, more space. Number two, computers already hooked up on the ready. Mm. So when they come in, they have the technology ready for them to access, where before that wasn't the case. So that's vitally important. They will have 20 people around the clock on site, and the building actually could hold more in that space. So that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. We'll get into what you talked about Wednesday versus today and the response, and the county executive actually talked about that. But I thought one of the interesting things that he mentioned, and all officials have said this about staying off the road, but he peppered his comments with that. Stay off the road, stay off the road, stay off the road. I mean, he was going overboard and talking about that. And also, you know, he had 15, all of the department heads standing behind him when he spoke. And I think the image of that, he was trying to show that the county, we are on top of this. May not have been quite on top of it Wednesday night, but now we are prepared. We are ready. The fire chief made a point of saying, listen, we've already been dealing with three fires before the big storm is going to hit, and that could be an issue going down the road. They want folks not to use the 311 emergency call until a day after the snow has stopped. That was interesting. They don't want folks inundating the county with calls before the snow has actually been completed. So they're trying to get the word out about those issues, and I think also trying to show that the county is equipped and ready to handle whatever snow may come, and we all assume that this is going to be a rather large snowstorm.
Now, one thing, Bramante, I should add, and this is a little unique, and maybe Troy can talk about this a little bit too, is that, you know, we did get a notification from the county today saying that the warming center facilities in Prince George's County are going to close today, and that residents should call 211 in the county if they need to find shelter, which is a little unusual. Because
that really didn't get addressed, and I must admit the county executive really wasn't pressed on that, because I kind of saw that on the back end after the press conference was over. And it seemed it really even wasn't clear in the announcement that they made. Is it closed because it's full, or is it closed because for some other operational reason? I wasn't able to really track that down to get clarification on that. But to your point, you know, they are saying, well, if you need help, call 211. But at the same time, they're really saying, we don't have the space available for you if you need that help. So, you know, my question to obviously County Executive Baker later would be, where would you put these people, you know, if they need help? My assumption is that the county will try to direct them towards other places that might be able to help folks who need a place to stay.
Now, Harold?
Yeah.
Now, in the District of Columbia, that's a I wanted to make sure I took a second to – there's a couple of things that are changing with that. So earlier today, they announced – the city announced that there are eight warming shelters in each of the eight wards in the District of Columbia. They have another 24 shelters throughout the area. This is the – they haven't opened it. They will open if – there is a obviously a power outage, and there's a concern for people keeping warm, which I thought was a great thing. This year, they've also focused on a website where you can get all types of information on what the city is doing, where to go, you know, what they're towing vehicles. I mean, anything dealing with the weather, inclement weather, it is snow.dc.gov. It is really, really resourceful, and those eight ward where they have shelters, in the event that we have a massive power outlet, you can actually go there and find the closest location to you, should that be something that you need. And then again, there's an additional 24 shelters that can open at a moment's notice if there's a large number of people, you know, in need. Again, D.C. Mayor Bowser and her administration is urging people to stay off the roads, shelter in place, and actually to do that for the next 72 hours.
And
on a sidebar, I don't know if you guys know, and I'm one who gets tickets here in D.C., so today they towed, the city towed 200 cars so far that were illegally parked in snow emergency routes, and nearly 2,200 tickets were issued.
Yeah, so a lot of folks are going to be coming out of pocket. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I want to hear about your winter weather experiences, this winter storm Jonas heading our way. We are in the midst of it right now. Troy, your thoughts about the way this week has developed?
It's very interesting as a region, it seems like people are much more prepared, with the exception of Wednesday, which I know we're going to get to in a minute.
Yeah.
But I think the good thing about this was the meteorologists were able to take a look at this storm in a very serious situation. And all of the models, all of the forecast models seem to have merged. And what they said we were going to get, we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting all the way up and down the East Coast. So that early forecast that seems to be holding true, I think a lot of people were much more prepared. They knew that this was really going to be a storm that we were all going to have to deal with, and they got themselves together and got themselves prepared to be hunkered down for the next few days. So that's good news. When you can get a consensus on what's going to happen, that means more people are paying attention, more people are going to get themselves in a safe place. And that's why, in a lot of cases, you don't see as many people on the roadways tonight We shouldn't.
Right.
We shouldn't
because, again, at that 5 o'clock press conference with Mayor Bowser, she seemed particularly irritated, as did Chris Geldar, the emergency management chief. He was particularly annoyed for good reason, because he said, we wanted folks off the street at 3 o'clock.
Right.
And he said, you're still out there. And so certainly this was a mess.
So I'll give it a plus check for a moment, just because in terms of the commute in, I came all the way from Baltimore to get back into D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit of there was traffic out there, but much less than I think some people were expecting.
Yeah.
495, 295 looked very clear when I was making my way down here. So that's good. But more people need to be getting off the roadways, for sure.
Well, we're going to take a break, but lines are open. Want to hear from you. What are you doing? Are you home yet? Are you still in your car? What are things looking like? And if you are in your car, why are you still in your car? Get off the road. Get home. We want to find out what you're doing. What are you doing for your neighbors? What are you doing for your family? What are your plans for the weekend? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Want to hear your stories? We'll be back in just a bit.
The Howard University.